Okay. Today is 7 October, Duon Pho. We will commence our puja. Compose your mind, develop the sada virya, then pay respect mindfully to Sakyamuni Buddha, Kanyin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then after that, we will chant Namo Tassa 3 times. Then after that, we will start the puja. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Okay, now you will offer the offering, yeah? Then after that only we will begin the official chanting, yeah? So those who are responsible for today's puja, you can come forward. So Huirong and Leo, and also Alicia, I think, and all Kayanamita got to participate because the Kayanamita fund also will donate, so they will reimburse, okay? Come and hello, right? Come. You take the tray first, then you offer, rejoice, offer to Triple Gem. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then you pass over to Hero. But before that, I just touch it. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Look at them. Forgot to light the incense. No, use the candle, use the candle. Use the candle. Okay, we offer again. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Pass it on. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Pass it on. Then the last one, bring it back. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. 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 You all should rejoice with the wholesomeness, the generosity and the wholesomeness. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. The significance of the offering after when we chant, you will understand better. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. This is to help develop our faith and affinity with the Triple Gem. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. 会容易帮拿那个去 offer 那个花，拿整个。 never mind. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Get and touch. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. 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 Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we go back to our seat, then we will do the official chanting. There is a chanting sheet already given out. Those who don't have the chanting sheet, you make sure you have a copy. Those who have the chanting book also is the same. Chui is here. Come, Chui. I reserve a set for you. This is your chanting card and your chanting sheet. So now we use the white chanting sheet to chant. Yeah. Okay, you turn to the photostat copy. That one is page 4. Page 4. Now we will commence the official puja chanting. We had just finished the offering of light, offering of clear water, offering of incense, candlelight, fruits, flowers. Then we have paid our respect. So now we will chant the Vandana. Vandana is the salutation to the Buddha 3 times. The English translation is next to it, but we will chant the Pali. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchachara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Suramiraya majjhapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Now we will commence with the offering of light. So I will recite the Pali, then you all follow after me. Then afterwards I will do the translation. Ganna sarappang ditena ditpena tamadang sina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayemi tamonudang. The meaning is offering of lights to the Triple Gem. With lights brightly shining, abolishing gloom, I adore the Enlightened One who dispelled darkness of ignorance. The next one is offering of perfume, incense, or smoke. Sugandha Puja. Ganda Sambara Yutena Dopinahang Sugandhina Pujaye Pujaniyantang Puja Bhajana Muttamang. With perfume incense made from fragrant substance, I honor the Exalted One, worthy of respect and honor, who dispelled the darkness of ignorance. Pupa Puja, the offering of flower. Vannaganda Gunopetang Etang kusuma santatin,
kusuma santatin,
pujayemi,
pujayemi,
munindasa,
munindasa,
siripada,
siripada,
sarorohe,
sarorohe,
pujayemi,
pujayemi,
buddhang,
buddhang,
kasumina,
kasumina,
nena,
nena,
punina,
mutena,
ca, hotu mokang, pupang, maliati, yata, idang me, kayo tata, yati, venisa, bawam, offering of flower. This mass of flower, fresh, huge, fragrant, and choice, I offered at the sacred lotus-like feet of the noble sage. I offer thee, Lord Buddha, this flower. May this virtue aid in my emancipation. Our bodies undergo decay even as this flower must fade. Last one is offering of water, Paniya Puja. Adiva Setu Nobante Paniyang Parikapitang Anukampang Upadeye Padiganghatu Muttamang. O Lord, the Blessed One, please accept this water as an offering to Thee out of great compassion for us all. Then we rejoice. Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. Okay, we will now invoke the power of merits. You turn to the yellow card. This one is for us, for you all to make use of when you are alone. So, like I written in bracket, Gratitude Advice. A simple guide to doing personal puja and aspiration. This concise puja and aspiration can be used during puja to be done at home, or any way, place when you are alone. Understand? We are at home, you don't have time to prepare the altar, make all the offering. So every day you have to do so. You invoke this offering merits through understanding. So every time you recite, it's just like you go through the five daily contemplation, but this one is about all of the significant offerings, the Dhamma offerings that you offer to the Buddha and the Triple Gem. They have great significance and meaning. There's a lot of Dhamma there. So when you constantly make this aspiration and this resolution, it will remind you of this essential Dhamma so that you will stay on course. You will not deviate. I read, then you understand. Offering of light so that you know the significance. We will chant together. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel of all darkness of ignorance therein. So, come, rest of just join us. So now you understand the significance of offering of light, because it reminds us of all the Dhamma, because ignorance or darkness, you need the wisdom light to shine forth, so that it can be dispelled. So whenever we offer light to the Buddha in the form of candle light or whatever light, we recall to mind. Then we make aspiration. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel of all darkness or ignorance therein. So this is very meaningful there, very significant. Because if you don't aspire for causes and conditions to illuminate your mind so that there is clarity. Clarity comes from the spiritual faculty of Sadha, Virya and Sati, especially Sati. When there is Sati, the mind does not waver. The mind does not get clouded by thought process and heedlessness. There is no hindrance. So there is clarity. When there is clarity, you can see things as they are, then understanding will arise, panya. When panya arises, it will dispel all ignorance. So that is the meaning. Then the significance of offering of water, we chant together. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and those of the fire of all defilement within our mind. So this is another very significant offering. The third one is offering of incense. This one also got is significant. May our morality, virtue and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. So like the incense, if it's true incense, the fragrance will spread far and wide. Understand? So when you develop the cultivation correctly, appropriately, when you have the real virtue, wisdom and the understanding, then these are like the incense fragrance. It will shine forth. People can know you, can feel you. Understand? Then that nature is different. It will be a blessing to all. So that's why the incense is a very good analogy that the Buddha used. Because if you don't have the Dhamma, it's like you pretend you have. But the incense you light already, no fragrance on. Means there's no imitation on. Not the genuine one. The genuine one, a lot of fragrance on. You can sense it. You cannot lie. But that virtue shine forth. It become a part of you. The Noble Eightfold Path shine forth. But the fake one cannot. So offering of fruit also very meaningful. We chant together. May this offering of fruits remind us of the dana parami of generosity and the fruits of karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. When you understand there are karma, karmic repercussion or karmic retribution, then you will strive on with heedfulness to liberate your mind. So that every life you come, you don't have to suffer unnecessarily. Then generosity is also part of this offering of fruits. And the fruit denote fruition. Fruition of karma. Fruition of enlightenment. So these two are very, very significant meaning. The last one is offering of flower. This one is even more meaningful. We chant together. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and significantly strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. So when you reflect on the impermanent characteristics of the flower, because flower is very, very short life. We call it ephemeral. Ephemeral means it decay very fast. So you can see it decay. But your physical body, because it lasts longer, you don't see it. So this will constantly remind you that this body you cannot take for granted. Understand? Anytime it can just wither off like this flower. So when you have that understanding, then you determine not to waste your human life. When the condition is there, when the window is there, you do not want to waste it. So you will strive on with heedfulness. Then you will cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path diligently. Then now we will do overall aspiration, using the power of merits of all this offering. We chant together. By the power of all these merits, born of this offering, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Powers means unshakable spiritual faculty. By then you would have become enlightened, at least Sotapan. When your faith is unshakable, you at least are Sotapan. Sharing and transform merits, we will chant together. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who had the condition and affinity to receive it, to receive them. So tonight there are some affinity. So we will dedicate and transfer this to Hui Rong's grandmother, who just passed away last Friday, and Polai's grandfather. But special significance because last week Hui Rong, they all undertake to take this week's puja. Yeah, so I wanted them to include Chui, but Chui, no reply. We didn't know whether she is back or not. Then last minute she said she is back. I told her to come, so she is here. So next Tuesday, you got one more class. We reserve for Chui to do the puja. So you go and arrange with whoever you want. Get some kayamita. I think Yu Chan so far not involved. You better get Yu Chan. so that you all can do it join here. If Polai want to, Polian want to join, you also can. Because those who haven't done, you can do it. Offering of the puja, you sponsor it. No, you as Kayamita partakers, the Kayamita fund, finally, they were reimburse Kayamita fund. This puja we reserve for Kayamita fund to do. So whoever take it up, they will pull together small amount of money on it, each person maybe $3-$4 or $5. Then actually it doesn't cost much. Then whatever surplus you donate back to Kayamita fund, and whatever you have donated is like you reimburse to Kayamita fund. Actually Kayamita fund supposed to pay for all this offering. But they undertake the sponsor. So the people who sponsor get to partake. Then Kayamita fund will be part of the offering. So it's a reimburse. Understand? So that everybody get to participate. But the person who sponsor, if you do it with faith and understanding, there is a lot of wholesomeness. Understand? Yeah, this opportunity can only come about through condition. You must be Kayamita within our group, otherwise you cannot partake, understand not? So we actually have all these conditions to help Kayamita to develop the faith, the spiritual faculty, so that you can move along the path of Dhamma smoothly and a lot more faster. Then a lot of the offering and donation by Kayamita, I already invoke the power of merits, then aspire on your behalf. Because when I started this fund, I have a lot of understanding, love and compassion for Kayamita who are sincere. And we especially created this fund so that there are certain things only this fund can do. Like all my notes, all my sharing, all my whatever printing, even whiteboard, duster, the ink, the right marker pen, everything. All of my sharing, only Kayamita fund can donate. You got money also, you cannot donate to those wholesomeness. Then whatever donation, because Kayamita, when they donate, they entrust the donation to me. And I make sure that they are genuine and wholesome, and it can bring forth great condition, and then we offer, we donate. And a lot of the donation, we may not announce to the Kayamita, but those who are related to the organizing committee who are involved in all those things, they will know. Because there are too many things that we donate to, we don't have time to write it down and announce to everybody. Only on certain occasion, then we are there. And I say, that's why you listen to the recording, you will hear a lot of this. Then you continue to rejoice, and you know these funds are meant for all Kayamita. That's why you realize or not, this year, Kayamita, I tell you, a lot of them progress like anything. The Dhamma flourish like anything. Then you can check, I believe, all of your life has improve for the better. You all will know a lot of things has become like very different from before. And of course, a lot of people recover from their suffering, misery, depression, everything. And now they became so different. Okay? Yeah. So this is just for your understanding. Okay, now we will start our official meditation. But before I start, I just want to let those who just came in. You have this book or not? Actually, you don't have. Oh, you have already. Oh, this one. Don't look down on defilement. They will laugh at you. The cartoon is quite nice. Anybody who don't have? Come. You may. There are some in front. You take. I will explain afterwards. Because like I mentioned in the clang talk. Because in the clang talk, when I talk on emptiness, initially the topic was like very dry and very difficult to understand. So what happened was, when I start, most of them were still not clear, except our kayanometers. Then the moment I went through the talk towards the later part, everybody was like wide awake, because the Dhamma becomes so direct and so easy to understand. And the whole topic, which is so complicated and so difficult to understand, was made simple. Then they start to have this understanding. Then there were a lot of joy. Then a lot of them say, last time they don't believe on me. They thought Mahayana teaching, very difficult to understand. Form does not differ from emptiness. Emptiness does not differ from form. Then form itself is emptiness, and emptiness itself is form. So they cannot reconcile. They say, Theravada, where got emptiness on? Theravada only anicchang dukkang anatta, the five aggregates. This one is Mahayana teaching, totally different. And then I say, how come Theravada got the word sunyata? Sunyata is also emptiness. No. Then somebody put out a hand, no, brother, the whiteness. He say whiteness, not emptiness. So what is the difference between whiteness and emptiness? Because the meaning is very deep. Actually, whether it's empty or not empty, is not a convention. Understand? No. If you take the word literally, and apply normal, mundane convention, you can never understand that word. But that word is a spiritual word, spiritual understanding. It refers to our seeing, your level of seeing, how you see things and how you understand them. If you see with wisdom, you have the direct seeing, then actually you will come to understand everything is just empty. There is nothing real. Everything is just like the Buddha said, dependent originating. There is no reality. He know you, he know me. Everything also not what you think, understand? And end of the day, empty nature existence, understand? Like I finally explained to them, what is life? Life is equivalent to what? To live life is to exist, isn't it? So life can be equal to existence. Then existence can be equal to what? Time related, isn't it? To exist, you have to go through time, isn't it? The three periods of time define the whole spectrum of time, isn't it? Past, present, and future, isn't it? We already gone through, isn't it? So I say, which one is the reality? Of course, everybody know. Oh, past already gone, not a reality. Future yet to come, also not. Then present moment. Now, everybody know how to say present moment, but they never silence their mind and understand what is the present moment. Then finally, I explain. What I used to tell you all. Moment to moment, life passes by. This is the only reality. What are you doing? So that hint, given so long already, some more they never understand. No? They never go and really contemplate. No? Until that night, because I need to explain what is emptiness. Empty nature existence, not so real. Then I finally explain it in another way. Suddenly they all like wake up. So you say present moment is the only reality there. Then moment to moment, the present moment slip away there. Correct or not? That's why moment to moment life passes by. Actually the present moment slip away. As real as can be, this moment when it arises, the moment it arises, after that, gone. Dead and gone. How real can that reality be? Present moment is the only reality in life. You already agree, isn't it? The three spectrum of time. Correct or not? But this present moment, is it stable? Can you hold on to it? Can you maintain it? Cannot. Every moment is going to slip away. And that reality is just like that. One moment, gone. And you somehow cling on to it, grasp on to it, hold on to it, assuming it's so real. Then become so miserable over it. So how deluded living beings are. And you somehow say, hey, real, no, reality. Why you say not real? Now you tell me real. Understand? Every moment, moment to moment, life passes by. Every moment, every reality, just slip away. Then how real can it be? Understand? Then I asked them, I said, when you are born until now, you cannot deny you live those phases of life. Right? Let's say you are 50 years old. That past 50 years of life to you is real, isn't it? But I say it's not real. Because as real it can be, every moment when you arise, that moment, split second gone. Then next moment, split second gone. All these 50 years, you can only recall through mind as memory. Correct? Correct? How real can it be? Then who are you? What are you? When the breath stops, the form and mind, the identity gone, when mind no longer give meaning and hold on, you never existed. Understand? You only exist in the memory of your friends, your loved one, and those people who got relationship or who knows you. Understand? And it exists only in their mind. You know? Oh yeah, last time got Brother Theo, he teach this one like that. But when this breath stops, this form and mind gone, it becomes history, his story, it's no more real. Even when you are living, already not so real, just like the Buddha said. He said, my wife, my children, my wealth, my whatever, possession, all things. He said, this only the fools, the man, the foolish one, for that very body also he cannot own. Wherein son, wherein wealth, wherein property and all those things. You can't even own your own body. How can you own anybody else's body or anything? So that points towards the aspect of the Dhamma that is very, very important because it comes from the universal characteristics of nature. The Buddha already explained, everything that arises in this conditioned world, they are dependent originating. No entity behind, no permanent unchanging entity behind where you can hold on to, grasp on to and cling on to and say, this is me, this is I, therefore this can be mine. It is impossible. Understand? So because of that, if you develop the awareness, the mindfulness and you really silent and meditate deep into it, then you can see moment to moment, everything just arise and pass away, arise and pass away. A lot of phenomena are very short. You look at your entire form and mind, you're silent. What do you feel? Yeah? So many things going on in there. Unless you don't know how to silence, then you have to use your thought, your memory, logical to go and think. Then when I explain to you, you say, oh yeah, logical. Because within your whole body, form and mind, you know everything is just coming and going, arising and passing away at such a great speed, no, so fast. No. Of course, thought process you cannot see, that one not so easy. That one arise and pass away very fast, every moment of consciousness. But then when you're silent, you can feel your heartbeat. Every pulse is a cycle, arise. Pass away, arise, pass away. That's why I use this word, I say, born, die, born, die. Your breath also, in, out. When you walk, the step, birth, death, understand? Then all of your cells within, you can feel them. They are alive, they are vibrating, they have their vibration and energy. They are decaying, some are growing, understand? And every moment there are new cells born and old cells die. And you got billions of cells, understand or not? Then all of your pulsation within your body, they are actually very fast moving. So you can feel them all, not only your heartbeat, vibration within your entire body. Then all that is perceivable by your mind, you will start to feel them, your sensation, understand or not? Your mind states. Then your defilement, your hindrance, then how upon contact consciousness come to be, then the content of consciousness, then each and every of these, they arise and pass away so fast. Your feeling, when they arise, they pass away so fast, or they are conditioned into craving, they move very fast. Then perception also, every moment, every instant you are perceiving, you are thinking, you are planning, you are having fear, worry, anxiety. That's why I say human beings' problem is they never leave. Moment to moment life passes by. They never with the moment in silent awareness to understand what is going on and to experience all of the beauty and wonders of life. Instead, what they do? Now I have to say they, because kaya mita more heedful already. Less of this. So, most living beings outside, the Puttijana, they are too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life. True or not? True or not? Throughout the day, what you do? You think a lot, worry a lot. Then sometimes you plan, of course. Then when things go your way, you jump for joy. When there is good news also, you become really happy. Promoted, you got a grandchild or what. But once there is complication or problem, things don't go your way, what happens? You become miserable. So you oscillate between happiness and sorrow. Happy and unhappy. Pleasant and unpleasant. That is not life, understand? Which means you are very vulnerable. You are very fragile, understand? Your happiness is dependent on what happened, understand? When things don't go your way, you are afflicted. You become miserable. So that way of living is heedless, without understanding, without clarity, without the ability to connect to the true mind, and you don't understand who you are, what you are, the five aggregate of form and mind, the universal characteristics of nature, you cannot understand. That's why living beings suffer due to ignorance. Ignorance of the fact that this form and mind is not you. Self-delusion. Okay, now we better meditate for a while, what's the time now? Okay, we still can meditate 20 minutes. So off the light, off the light, then we will have 20 minutes of meditation. Then after that, I will share with you on that book. Don't look down on defilement. They will laugh at you. This is written by Ashin Tichaniya. Many years ago, some Dharma friends brought a magazine that he wrote about Dharma cultivation, everything. That time when I read through, I already knew. He still don't quite understood what sati was. But over the years, I was very surprised when Wave passed me this book recently, because we donated to Wave. Then when I saw this book, actually, initially I thought, like any other book, I just want to give it to the temple, because they printed a lot of this type of book. Then, like my usual way, I will look through it, no matter how. I don't assume and perceive it negativity. I will still give it a look. Then when I flicked through, I was very surprised. This time, it was written in such a different way. And with this understanding, he will progress. He will progress. And he will become quite good later on. But there are still a few more things that he needs to understand. Because he saw those things. He started to understand. And he is now very, very opposite of what they used to teach. After I share with you, you will understand. So these are the things. We will develop understanding from it. And it is really very, very... wonderful to see such thing happening nowadays. Because last time, this type of traditions was supposed to be very rigid, and people dare not go against the authority that was set. And a lot of people just follow. And their meditation are so conditioned. But now there are people who start to investigate, and they come out with their own understanding, and they are willing to actually share all this. So this is something that is very welcoming. And I had a lot of joy when I saw that. So that's why I told the Klang people they were conditioned. Then I mentioned about this book and this monk. Then I told them, you don't worry, I said, thing has started to change. And all those things that I shared with them, at first they thought very weird, no, all opposite of what they do, and they never heard before. And now I say, you got your own from Burma one, this monk, who is now teaching things that are so different. And everything that I earlier shared with you, now he is starting to pick up those things and put it in words. I will share with you. The only difference is he cannot connect to the essential Dhamma. He cannot link. His sharing is not structured because it is still new. It's based on all the interview with so many yogi over the years. And he start to compile. So later when I share, you will understand. Okay, you can meditate now. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those that are not, slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Then we will start the discussion on this book. Don't look down on defilement. They will laugh at you. This is by Ashin Tichaniya. Okay, you learn, turn to page... no number. The acknowledgement, all those things, you can read yourself. Then defilement also, you can read yourself. Then the introduction also. Then you turn to page 13. 13, where he talk about meditation. Mindfulness meditation. The title, Satipatthana. You have it? Everybody got it? Page 13. So we start from here. He said at the center, they practice mindfulness meditation with Satipatthana. However, before we start, he said, practicing, we must know how to practice. See? Similar or not, isn't it? What did I always tell you? You must do with... If you do without understanding, you can never meditate and develop something that you don't understand. It's just like people gullible. You say you got problem. Okay, you sit down and meditate, your problem will be gone. They don't even want to find out what your problem is. They just tell you meditate, your problem will be gone. And you gullibly believe. You must at least identify what are your problems, then only there's a possibility of seeking something to overcome that problem. Your problem is so general, just like the word meditation is so general, so loose a word. Any mental training is meditation. And you're so gullible, you can't teach me how to meditate. You don't even want to know what is meditation. So you have to zero in on what is meditation. If you are interested in the meditation as taught by the Buddha, then you have to understand what is it that the Buddha really teach. And what does he mean by meditation? Bhavana is what? That his teaching is so wide. So which is the one really defined to you what meditation is? That's why we got Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23. Remember? Dhammapada verse 1 and 2. Then the advice of the Buddha. Then we got the Four Noble Truths. All these are essential Dhamma that will guide you. So you have to develop understanding. Then from there, you will know what his teaching is and what meditation is, as explained by him. Then you understand why he teach the Four Foundations of Mindfulness. Why he teach the Four Right Efforts within Noble Eightfold Path and all those things. So that's my beginning statement. He said, however, before we start even practicing or cultivating, we must know how to practice. We need to have the right information, he used the word, means right understanding, the more appropriate word. And the right idea about the nature of practice, so that we have the right attitude when we practice, means you practice with right understanding. We meditate on the four foundations of mindfulness, means mindfulness of the body, feeling. Here he put mind. It's also actually quite correct. Because mind is citta, citta nupassana. Citta is actually the mundane mind, consciousness and its content, and dhamma. As the practice develops, we give more and more emphasis to the mind. So he understands mind is more important. Because meditation is the working of mind. This one you can follow in there, can agree in there. So a lot of people emphasize on method, technique, and form, not on understanding. So here, this monk now, he has developed some understanding, and he developed the understanding through his own cultivation. What follows below should be sufficient to get you started, he said. Later on, Dhamma discussion will take you deeper into the practice. That's why he also believes in Dhamma discussion. Then later you see he also believes in contemplation, reflection, inquiry, but he doesn't link it to the second turning and the first turning and all those things. Please read and reread, see, this guidance, slowly and carefully. He already emphasized, read and reread. It's just like you all listen to the Dhamma talk and listen again. So this one, for it to go in, is not so easy. Next one, next page 15 is very interesting. Actually, the cartoon also not bad. The cartoon, you look at the red inside there. And he draw one circle shaded. He say that is awareness. Understand? Then awareness is aware of what? What are the five things he wrote there? The consciousness and its content. Understand? The aggregates of mind. Understand? So actually, that word thought, that one is not a separate circle. The five aggregate, they are the thought. Understand? So feeling, perception, mental activity, he put here mental formation and consciousness. This one combined together from the thought. Then the other mental form is from perception, ego in, but that one he didn't explain. So just leave it aside first. Then now we go into the his teaching proper. You see a lot of similarity here. Meditation is mind work. Just like the Buddha said, mind is the forerunner, all things mind is chief. When mind arises, everything comes to be. So he also come to know. Meditation is mind work. The work of being aware. He never used note already. You realize or not? You realize or not? It is not the work of the body. It is not what you do with your body. Like the way you walk. He also say, you don't go and walk slowly all day. He mentioned it in the book, he dare to say now. So he said, the way you walk, the way you sit and move, that one is not important. It is not what you do with your body, you know. So meditation is, you listen, experiencing the mind. That one is very important. How you experience? Through awareness. Experiencing the mind and the body means the form and mind directly, moment to moment. But he put here with the right understanding. In a way, it's correct because you must have right understanding. Means you must meditate with understanding. But here, you shouldn't take it to mean understanding as wisdom. Because when you start meditating, you cannot have wisdom. But you must have the right understanding. Means you must understand what is meditation. Then you are focused. You know what to look for. You know how to move. How to go about training your mind. Just like what I share with you. You need to train the spiritual faculty. That's why the main focus is to train the mind. Initially develop the faith. Sada, virya through reflection, contemplation. The first turning, second turning. Then after that, you pay respect mindfully. Then you develop daily mindfulness to stabilize your sati. Then when you develop formal meditation, is to continue to train your mind, decondition the heedless thinking and train the mind so that sati become very stable. So when you understand that all method techniques are skillful means to train your mind, then you are clear about the purpose and intent of your sitting meditation. So it means you go there and develop training of mind. Means anything else that happens, nothing to do with you. When you see light, or don't go and chase and do all those funny things. Don't go and note here, note there, that disrupt your mindfulness. Understand? You're just silent. If you cannot be silent, means the hindrances are very strong. And when the hindrances are very strong, you don't have to fight them. You don't have to suppress them or do anything about them. You just have to focus on the spiritual faculty. That training will give rise to the transformation. Then you will understand. But here, he is not structured, but he don't know how to link. But he know awareness is very important. Sati is very important. That's why he keep on focusing on meditation, experiencing the mind and body directly, moment to moment, with the right understanding. Then he give you an example. This one is not bad. When, for example, you put your hand together and pay attention, you will feel, isn't it? And be aware of that sensation, isn't it? And that is your mind at work, understand? Means aware. Can you know those sensations? He used the word touching. Tactile is definitely tactile, but not really touching. It's tactile sensation. If you are thinking of other things, What happened? You obviously cannot, isn't it? Correct or not? When your mind is preoccupied with thinking or lost in thought, how can you be sensitive? How can you feel? If you want to feel, you must be silent, isn't it? Then you become very sensitive. Correct or not? If you want to listen to something, you must be attentive without thought, isn't it? Then only you can listen properly. Then he realized, you obviously cannot if you are thinking of other things. You have to be attentive. See? Okay? Attentive means relaxed and aware. No thought. When you pay attention to your body, you will notice many sensations. Can you feel the difference, the different quality of this sensation? Means the different type of feeling that arise or tactile sensation that arise. Then he asked this question. Do you need labeling in order to bring your attention or awareness to the different sensation? He answered what? Read from the book. You certainly do not, isn't it? He explained it. In fact, labeling will prevent you from being able to observe detail, actually aware of detail. Understand not? Not observe. Simply be aware. Understand not? Means just silent. But he didn't know when you are silent, you are already aware. That one he didn't know. He still used this word. Understand not? Simply be aware. However, being aware is only one part of meditation, which is also true. Because being aware without understanding, you go nowhere. I already explained to you last time that mindfulness, if it's applied to different things, is not right mindfulness. There's a lot of people, the sportsmen, they are very skillful. They apply mindfulness, they train until body and mind as one. They are very fast in their speed, very agile, then very graceful. But they use mindfulness to train themselves in different fields. That's why the Kung Fu Tai Chi people also say, that is also mindfulness, but wrong mindfulness, not samasati. Not to say completely wrong in that sense. For meditation, for spiritual understanding, it become wrong, not appropriate. But if they want to develop those things, then it is the right mindfulness for them. Well, whatever that is body and mind as one, when you are mindful, you have power. That's why you, badminton, you realize you cannot think on. If you think, you cannot hit the shuttlecock properly. You have to use your intuitive instinct. Then you train until you're so graceful, no need to think on. The shuttlecock come, you know how to return on. And you return with a flick, very fast on. Means that very moment, racket, movement, and the shuttlecock as one. Understand? But when you hit at the wrong timing, when the shuttlecock haven't reached your racket, you go and hit, you go against, no power. Then sometimes you miss it. Or sometimes the shuttlecock already slow down, then only you go and hit, no use. But if you know how to flick, there is still ability to drive that shuttlecock to where you are. But if you hit it at the exact moment, it will just return to where you want it to return to. That is the skill. So that is the tip. So we read on. We see what he says. In addition, you also need to have the right information. To him, right information means right understanding, which is quite true. And a clear understanding of the practice. To work with awareness. Means you must meditate with understanding. He used the word intelligently. Right now, he said, you are reading this book in order to understand mindfulness meditation. This information will work at your back. Sorry, at the back of your mind when you meditate. So, human beings' problem, he know. No? Because you read too much Dhamma. Right? Then when you meditate, what happens? You recall the Dhamma, what the books say, what the teacher say, oh, I must not hear. What are you doing? The conditioning, the verbalization. Then you cannot meditate really. So that's why he said, this information will work at the back of your mind when you meditate. Reading or discussing Dhamma, then he say, reflecting on how to practice are all mind work. All are all part of meditation. So he taught this reflection at the back. Is mind work, meditation. No, when you meditate, you don't go and reflect. You reflect when you don't meditate in the formal meditation as well. That's why I say when you are in the formal meditation, silent, don't try to know, just meditate. As well, yeah. But here, he thinks that thing, the conditioning and all those things is part of contemplation, reflection. Yeah. But never mind, yeah, we leave it. Then he come to know one very important thing, is it? Continuity is vital for this practice, for meditative mind work. You need to remind yourself to be aware all day long. See? Now people are starting to see this. So watch yourself everywhere, all the time. This is useful. When sitting, walking, cleaning, talking, anything you do, watch it. Be just aware. Know it. Be aware of what is going on. But he forgot to put one more comment. Don't react. Don't judge. Don't stir your mind. The choiceless awareness of what is. You remember Krishnamurti defined? Sati is the silent, choiceless awareness of what is. He forgot silent. He forgot choiceless. He just watch, watch, watch. Who is watching? There can be the thought watching. But in this case, he is better than that. Understand? That's why he can know many things. Then you see the next paragraph title is what? He also know relax. Understand? This is the support for meditation. Relax and aware. If you don't do this, you cannot meditate. Yeah, he came to know is because he went through a lot of this problem, tension. And he realized if you are not relaxed, you cannot meditate. A mind that is stressful, not relaxed, cannot meditate. So you read on. When doing mind work, you should be relaxed and practice without tension, without forcing yourself. The more relaxed you are, the easier it is to develop mindfulness. And now he knows. Mindfulness is not concentration. We do not tell you to focus, see? Yeah? Or concentrate. Or penetrate, because it suggests the use of excessive energy. Yeah? This is all thought-based. You use this type of energy to focus, concentrate. Who focus, who concentrate? The thought. Instead, we encourage you to, he used the word in open inverted comma, you realize or not? Observe means without the observer. Understand or not? But I don't know whether he knows what to do here or not. I believe he can do to a certain extent. Or watch without the watcher. Aware, be aware. And be attentive. He said pay attention. If you pay attention with the thought, no use. Be attentive. If you are tense and find yourself getting tense, then you relax. There is no need to make a forceful effort. Right now, are you aware of your posture? This is Kaya Nupasana, Anasana. Aware of the four postures. Sitting, just aware. Body and mind, the awareness, feel the posture. Anasana. Then any movement when you want to come out, all of the activity, body and mind as one. This is what meditation is about. Means you don't go and think anymore. Just allow the awareness to be with all your action and movement. Then the next one he says is, are you aware of your hand touching this book? Can you feel your feet? Means he go into specific phenomenal awareness, but he doesn't understand. He doesn't know how to use that word. He just like try to bring your mind to all these phenomena. Understand? Can you be aware of your hand touching this book? Means when you aware, you cannot do anything else, isn't it? Correct? That's why now you hold your book. You feel the sensation there. When you are silent, you can feel it, the tactile, the touch. As well. Whether you press hard or you press light or whatever, you can feel it. Yeah. Then after that, you say, can you feel your feet? Your feet against the floor or cushion or whatever, or the chair. Then notice how little energy or effort you need to know any of this. The awareness, no need. Use mental energy. You just aware. No thought involved. Understand? When you study, a lot of thought involved. What happens? You become very hungry. You remember? When you prepare for exam, I never get fat one when I prepare for exam. All we have to eat a lot and cannot get fat one. But holiday, you put on weight very fast. You have no need to study. Because that thought energy take up a lot of your physical and mental energy. That is all the energy you need to remain aware. But remember, you need to do this all day long. But if you force yourself to be mindful, no use. It's the thought, understand? You just maintain the silent mind, relax and just flow and accord. That awareness will be there, very natural. Because when you don't think, you are already aware. So what you need is spiritual faculty. When the spiritual faculty is there, your daily mindfulness will be there. Very easy, no need to train that much. You only have to do some daily religious routine. Just like what Alicia shared with me last night at the dinner. She said she only do 15 to 20 minutes a day of meditation. And very simple, then the puja. Then the mind, because of the spiritual faculty, the faith, it can understand a lot of things. Then she even shared, last time when she sees somebody she don't like, she is very, very disturbed on her son. Cannot be at peace on her. But now very funny, He said, don't know what happened. Look at them. There is love. There is compassion. There is no more like before. The mind is so different. And when it happened also, he don't know. I say, because you listen to the Dhamma. The constant listening straighten your view. Understand? As it straightens your view, you transform inside. That is the real transformation without you knowing. When you can accept them for what they are, I always tell you what. Deluded people do deluded things. Angry people do angry things. Selfish people do selfish. So they are just the way they are. Then you will have compassion for them. If it's not out of delusion, they won't be like them. Understand? If it's not out of ignorance, they won't have the evil root. If they are not heedless, they also won't live like that. They also won't suffer. They also won't be so miserable. And this is the wisdom that you receive as you straighten your view. As you listen attentively, then with the faith, the sadha and the virya, your understanding will become very stable. And as it stabilizes, you will come to a point where you will laugh on. Oh, really, last time stupid. Don't know how to understand all this. That's why I see somebody I don't like. Wow, very, very miserable. So that anger, the stirring of the mind inside. Your views, your wrong view, your perception of who he is. That one keep on disturbing you. Understand? And create a lot of funny thought going on inside there. That's why living being has a lot of suffering is because of that. And you cannot straighten your view. And he used the word right attitude. Means right attitude means your attitude must be right. If your attitude is wrong, means you have wrong view. But he didn't link to wrong view and right view. He used the word right attitude. He said, you must meditate with right attitude. Actually, you cannot. You have to straighten your view. Then, when your view is correct, you will see things as they are. Then, you will not do all those funny things. Then he come to realize also, a little part I share with you, you will know. Wherever the mind has this selfishness, anger, emotion, the evil root, then you don't have right attitude, he said. Means you don't have right view. Then he confused right attitude with yoniso manasikara. He put bracket yoniso manasikara. Yoniso manasikara is wise attention. After you have straightened your view until it's stabilized, then wisdom arises. And that is yoniso manasikara. But right attitude is before it. Understand? Means you must have right view. Right view is not wisdom yet. Understand? It's the beginning of training the mind to have more and more right view so that you become more and more developed in your understanding. Then one day when you awaken, then it becomes yoniso manasikara. Understand? Manasikara is attention. Yoniso is wise. Wise attention at the moment of sense experience. Are that? It will not stir. It will not. Feeling will not condition craving. Feeling will remain as pure feeling. So all this, later on, you all will understand as you go through your cultivation. Your feeling not like before. Last time you see somebody you don't like, oh, that view, that perception stir already. That feeling cannot stay there as pure feeling. Become emotional. And now, she can just smile and have metta and love. And that feeling is no more like before. Feeling can remain as pure feeling. And there is joy, there is acceptance, there is ability to understand. People are just the way they are. No need to do all these things. We are only fine with your form and mind, not so real, not what you think. Mind make ade. They are all conditionalizing. No reality. He know you, he know me. Why you want to perceive people like that? Why you want to react and why you want to get into all this misunderstanding and trouble? No point. Then you start to see Sankara anicchang, Sankara tukang. Sankara is what? All your thought, your mental activity, your emotion. They are impermanent. They come and they go. If you give meaning, deludedly grasp and cling, then it will have power to make you miserable, unhappy. Then you ask yourself, it's only a thought. Understand? Who gave it such power? Through your delusion. Understand? If you don't have delusion, thought is just a thought. Arise and pass away. Understand? Just a thought. No need to fight in it. Just a consciousness come out with the content. You need to fight the thought or not. It's not a bully that come and make you angry, you know. It's just a thought, no. But because this thought has power to delude you and condition you to become miserable, where you won't believe that thought. That's why depressed people, they think and think and think and think until the thought become a cuckoo, no. Then it like tape recorder, keep on running inside there, keep on repeating and telling you, this guy like that, like that. Forget about them. Shut yourself up. Nobody understand you. Even your brother also don't come and help you. Friend come and help you. All this type of funny thing. No? I got the report from them. Oh, he said, oh, talk one thing like that one. No? Oh, you know, one of them went into it very severe. Then after that, he come and tell me. He said, when I explain the noble truth of suffering, I say, yeah, I say, what you say is very true. No need to explain. He said, I know it inside out. I went through it. He said, really, that time very funny. No? When you are depressed, you will go and think very funny thought. Because he realized that time, the friend keep on coming to see her, understand not? Try to console her. But all this make her more unhappy, more miserable, understand? Then she go and think one. No? My friend come, my brother, my sister never come. Go and hate them now after that. Oh. That's why depressed people, I tell you, she herself tell me, you go and think like that one. Now she recovered, she looked back. See, you can never explain why the thought can become like that. It's so powerful. Because that time you are totally possessed, understand? Coming, understand? But in the past, there is coming. You make people miserable until depressed, understand? Either you jilt people or whatever. So now condition come, something happens, separation, you cannot back, understand? So the Buddha always say, avoid all evil, do good. Then take care of karma. Then develop wisdom. Develop wisdom, you are free. Then when the coming karma, with the wisdom, it cannot afflict you. It reverses. Later on, you will come to know. It will reverse by itself. Then you realize, hey, God past karma, negative also, no problem. Because with wisdom, the moment it cannot afflict you, make you miserable, it will reverse on. It was cease to be. I went through this life. I saw many. The sign come myself. Then the moment I understand, it reverses. It doesn't get a chance to torment me or do anything to me. I told you last time that simultaneously it tested me. My mother got heart attack, landed in ICU. My son compound fracture. I was going through the test that time. Then I reflected, contemplate. I said, what have I gone wrong? Done wrong? I did nothing wrong. I've been cultivating everything. Then the moment I understand, then I just continue with what I'm supposed to do. I relate metta. I ask for forgiveness. Then after that, my mother turned around, discharged. My son also turned around, discharged. And then everything go back to normal. Because that time, I was going through that test. That test is a very severe one. Because nothing else can test me except my mother and my children. And both come together, same time. I tell you, normal people, you panic. Okay, we go on. Here also, you just need to keep reminding yourself to be aware. This is a very useful advice. To practice continuously. In order to be able to practice continuously, you just need to keep reminding yourself to be aware. Remember what I told you? Awareness of in-awareness is awareness itself. Understand? Attention of heedlessness or inattention is attention itself. Understand? When you are aware that you are not mindful, you are already aware. Understand? It's only those who are not aware that they are heedless, they are really heedless. Understand? That's why you remember they say, the fool that knows he is a fool is not so bad a fool. A fool who knows not he is a fool is a real fool. So this one is quite similar. When you are aware that you are heedless, that moment you are already aware. And when you understand that the moment you are silent, you are already aware, easier still. Understand? The moment I am silent without thought, I already aware. Why must I go and train myself to be aware? Try to be aware. Understand? Who try? That's why they cannot do. Understand? The thought try. The thought want to train the thought to be aware. How can? Understand? So that's why you just zero on the spiritual faculty. Spiritual faculty means what? If there is the heedless thinking already habitual for so long, you decondition the heedless thinking so that you are aware, you are mindful. That's why they don't know how to do. They go and use the method and technique. They go and anchor the mind there, fix it there so that it cannot run. Understand? Like Anapanasati. Every time heedless, bring it back. Heedless, bring it back. This type of training actually very difficult. But you do the mind sweeping method first. Feel, relax. What happens? You don't think anymore. No? You practice, feel and relax. You become very quiet very fast. But every time you feel, you break the momentum of thinking. Then when you relax into it, the thought got no more power to think further. Because you just want to relax. You just want to be aware and relax. You don't want to know anything. You could just sweep through. Then you relax all of your bodily part. When all the tension has been released, you realize the physical stress, one is gone. It's like massage. You become very peaceful. That's why after a good massage, you feel very good. Very relaxed. Where they relax you, understand? They remove the stress in you. You just lie down there and enjoy the massage. Understand? So when you do that, the body relaxes. Understand? Well, when you are in a massage, provided that massager is quite skillful. Understand? Otherwise, you're a lot of pain. Become worse. So, if he's skillful, like the one we went on, introduced by Li Hun, that one very good. Sue, she very good. Gifted, her hand is gifted, I tell you. She know the exact pressure to use. And where you got problem, she know. She went through, she will know. And that type of massage is somebody who understand. Because I can feel the way she do it. I can feel. Then she knew my backbone here last time. I fell when I was young. Oh, I was lucky actually. Because he was asking me, he said, you still can walk. Your whole of this backbone here, the sacral bone and all thing, all smashed up already. Then later she saw something, then she came to understand why I still able to walk like a normal person. There is something inside there. From some beings. That thing. So that's why a lot of things, when you understand, the understanding will allow you to develop the wisdom, and you can develop the wisdom to free your mind, to liberate your mind, and you will know how to relax. So meditation is about relaxation, the first support. Then after that, just maintain silent mind aware. So this part later, he will come to know one, the silent mind. Now he still don't know. Okay, we read on. He said, check your posture. If your mind and body are getting tired, something is wrong with the way you are cultivating or practicing. He said, check your posture. Check the way you are meditating. Are you comfortable, relaxed and aware or alert? Also check your attitude. He always used the word attitude. Don't practice with a mind that wants something or wants something to happen. Anasara means looking for it, chasing for it, and expecting it. That is the thought. The result will only be that you tire yourself because the thought is actively doing all these things. So he still couldn't trace it to the thought yet. So you must know whether you are feeling tense or relaxed. Check this repeatedly throughout the day. He need to check is because his way is like that. He is trained like that. I don't know. For us, we don't have to check. We just relax and silent. Then everything will be as it is. And when you are relaxed and silent, you are very sensitive one. Anywhere got tension and stress, no need to check on. You feel it immediately one. Then later on when you communicate, when you speak to people, any slightest dislike or aversion inside, you can feel one. You can know already. You already have that. Then you know how to relax already. Then you know how to smile again. Then sometimes the inner nature will alert you one. This one cannot talk one. Well, this is against the nature's law. Got karmic implication. You will know or not? Then you will slow down and change topic. You will not argue or continue. Because it will alert you. That nature, that wisdom will alert you. Some of you would have experienced that. Then like I told you all last time, when I went, for no reason, the inner nature tell me, don't order this one. I told you all before, the fish. Then don't cross that crossing. It's not a vibration voice that talk to you, no. This inner voice, no sound, no. Only you can hear, no. Nobody else can hear, no. It's not some non-human talking to you, no. It's your nature telling you. It's an understanding. Soon call it click. The click. Or aha. Or ting. Inside that nature, actually trigger off the understanding. Because that one is intelligent. That one, through its awareness and intelligence, can understand many things. Then they are like with a special understanding. That's why when you take care of mind take care of you. Mind protect you. So when you have wholesomeness, when you have virtue, your nature will manifest and allow you to have this understanding. That's why you become very sensitive. And you can see sign on. And you can understand many things. And this sign, when they come, only the cultivator can understand. That's why they will know what to do. That's why you will know how to flow and accord. Towards the end, you got no more problem. You just flow and accord. But everything is not what it is. Not so real. Then there's a lot of joy. There's a lot of understanding. Okay, we have to move on a bit faster. Once you feel relaxed, the last sentence, you can meditate more easily. Okay, next page. Page 21. See, right attitude. Yoniso manasikara. Yoniso manasikara is wise attention. At every moment of sense experience. So this is a completely different definition. But he used right attitude is correct. Yes, right attitude is right understanding actually. But it is not yoniso manasikara. Yoniso manasikara is wise attention. Means you have wisdom already. So right attitude is you have to train this right attitude. Means you have to straighten your view. So what he means is right attitude. The bracket one is wrong. He cannot understand yet. So now we read on. Being relaxed and aware is essential. See? These are the first two support. Remember? You look at the whiteboard. First support is what? Relax. Second is aware. Then he also know. Being relaxed and aware is essential. Understand not? But it is also very important to have right attitude. See? He said, very important to have right attitude, which is not wrong. The right frame of mind. What does having the right attitude mean? So he has to actually go through a lot of process to find it out. Having the right attitude is a way of looking at things. See? The way you see things. The way you perceive things. But he still didn't get what I already try to help you all the shortcut way. The final one, see things as they are. Understand not? People are just the way they are. He has not got that yet. He only know that when you perceive in negativity, You got like and dislike, pleasant, unpleasant, you become miserable. You cannot meditate, you suffer. He only know that. So we read on, you will understand. Having the right attitude is a way of looking at things that makes you contented, comfortable, and feel at ease with whatever you are experiencing. Wrong idea, wrong information, or ignorance of the defilement affects your attitude. Then he said, we all have wrong attitude. We cannot help having them, he said. Where got like that one? When you understand, there is no such thing. When you don't understand, you cannot help not having them. So when you cannot help not having them, how can you have right attitude? Understand? You sure? Because a deluded person cannot have right thought. That's why you have to train your mind, straighten your view, to slowly, slowly develop the right understanding. Then the right thought can arise. Otherwise, it cannot arise. So we read on, you will know. Here he used, we all have wrong attitude. We cannot help having them. This is his side of the story. But the next sentence, this is beautiful. So do not try to have right attitude. And he also know, don't try to do good. Understand? Remember? You are good according to you. Understand? So he said, so do not try to have right attitude. Understand? He also know, you try to have right attitude, you kill yourself. Your right attitude according to you. Understand? And you sure go back to square one. Understand? This type of meditation is still thought based on. So right attitude has to be understood through its actual understanding. So he said, instead, try to recognize if you are having wrong attitude or right attitude. Understand? You remember Krishnamurti say? Yeah? Don't try to do good. The absence of evil is good. Understand? So aware of wrong thought. Understand? When the awareness of wrong thought brings you the understanding that every time you are not peaceful and unhappy, the evil roots are there, that is wrong thought. Thought that condition your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, and negativity, these are all wrong thought. So when you understand these are wrong thought, then when you do the four right effort and straighten your view so that you are incapable of wrong thought, then only right thought can arise. Understand not? Understand not? You cannot practice right thought on. It's not something you can practice. You have to develop through understanding what is wrong thought. When you are incapable of negativity, when there is no more evil root, when there is no more thought that condition your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, lack of peace and unhappiness, then you automatically have right thought. Understand? But if all these are still around, you try to be peaceful, you try to have love, compassion, that is the thought according to you. You cannot free. That's why he also come to understand this. So he said it is important to be aware when you have right attitude and wrong attitude. But it is even more important to recognize and investigate your wrong attitude. See? He also come to know this is more important. Understand? Then try to understand your wrong attitude. Find out how they affect your practice and see how they make you feel. Instead of pure feeling, it will stir. Understand? So watch yourself and keep checking to see what state of mind you are practicing with. So this is to aware of the hindrance, understand? The restlessness, the mental defilement, the emotion, the greed, the hatred, the fear, the worry, the anxiety. So all this is what he is trying to look at. Understand? But if you look at it with a silent mind, then you penetrate. Which I think he has penetrated to some extent. Otherwise he cannot write like that. Right attitude allow you to accept. See? He start to have this word coming in. Acceptance. Acknowledge and observe whatever is happening, whether pleasant or unpleasant, in a relaxed and alert or attentive way. Means without choice. Understand? Choiceless awareness. The silent, choiceless awareness of what is. You have to accept and watch both good and bad experience. Means don't react. But if you try not to react, no use. That wisdom is lacking. That's why he's trying to develop right attitude. Through what? Through using this theory. Just accept and watch both good and bad experience. If you are not careful, this accept is suppression, no? Understand? You don't want to get angry, you know? Understand? No? Yeah, you say anger is the evil root. Understand? No? So you also watch both good and bad experiences. Your anger, understand? No? Your happiness, your joy. These are sensual desire and ill will, because the first two hindrance. So he said, watch them. Understand? No? But you watch them without wisdom, and you just use the word, I have to accept them. Understand? No? You cannot do one. Understand? No? You can only accept when you understand. Understand? So how can you understand? Just like the one I shared with you. Learn to see things as they are. They are just the way they are. Means what? Ignorant people will do ignorant things. Angry people will do angry things. So that way you can see things as they are. Means living beings are just the way they are. The world is the world. Things are just the way they are. But they follow nature's law. Law of karma. Understand not? Nature's law of cause and effect. Understand not? So only mighty nature rolling by. So if you want things your way, which is not nature's way, suffering will arise. Means what? When you cannot get what you want. Yet the one that control or dominate over is nature's law, understand? Not what you want. Understand? You can want anything, but the nature's law is like that. When conditions are like that, it will be like that. Understand? This body go the way of nature, it will go the way of... You cannot say, hey, don't get old, don't get sick and die. Nature's law say you go and fly kite. Understand? Because nature's law is nature's law. Understand? So when you understand that, then you have to accept what is. Understand? That's like silent, choiceless awareness of the reality, what is. This is the reality. You got two choices. Accord and flow, accept and become peaceful. React and become miserable. That is the other choice. And human beings always react and become miserable because they have a lot of craving and delusion. They want things their way. Understand? They want happiness. They don't want misery. But whatever they do is the opposite. End up suffering and miserable. So living beings are very, very strange. When you understand, you have a lot of pity for them. Okay, we go on. Every experience, whether good or bad, give you a learning learning opportunity to notice whether your mind accepts things the way they are. See, he also used the correct word. But this meaning is very deep. He hasn't penetrated fully. Or whether it likes, dislike, react or judge. So he starts to see this thing as defamatory, negativity already. Understand? So the mind accepts things the way they are, he has yet to develop the wisdom. Understand? The right understanding. So when one day he penetrates this, then he will write differently. Liking something means you desire it. Disliking something means you have an aversion towards it. Desire and aversion, he used the word defilement, which is not wrong. But actually, they are hindrance of mind. Understand? The first two hindrance. That's why he cannot link to the essential Dhamma. He generalized it. And that arises out of ignorance, which is correct also. But it's mainly self-delusion, lack of right view. Then he said, ignorance or delusion is a defilement. Actually, it's part of the three evil roots. So do not try to create anything. Try to create something is greed, he said. Do not reject what is happening. Rejecting what happened is aversion. Not knowing that something is happening or has stopped happening is delusion. This one is his version. To me, delusion is fear, insecurity, worry, anxiety. When you are in delusion, means you cannot understand what is going on. Then you have fear, understand? You have worry, you have anxiety, understand? So it is not like what he say, not knowing that something is happening or has stopped happening. It's not like that one. This one, I also don't know how he come to this. you read this sentence, you can understand here. Not knowing that something is happening, you may want to predict the future. Or has stopped happening. Yeah, delusion is not like that. Delusion means you don't understand the truth. When you don't understand the truth, you have fear, you have worry, you have anxiety. Then your mind become restless. Like there is a nature's law governing, but you cannot understand. So because of that, delusion set in. Okay, the rest are not so important. We skip. Okay, the end of the sentence of that paragraph. It is important that you become aware of your attitude. That one useful. Then turn the next page. The first paragraph, third line from the bottom. You will become more mindful of your judgmental attitude and gradually abandon them. This one is his way, the gradual way of straightening his view. He is not actually straightening his view. He just like gradually trying to abandon judgmental attitude. Don't want to behave like that. Just like don't want to get angry. Don't want to judge people. Don't want to comment. Don't want to say, if you really look at it, you do like that without understanding. It's actually trying to avoid and suppress. It's still not the wisdom that abandon, or that understand and can never do it anymore because there is no more meaning. So that's why that wisdom, that yoni sumana sikara, is not a training. That one is an understanding. When you understand and awaken, it comes. But when you straighten your view, it's slowly one, little bit by little bit by little bit. As you go through life, you start to understand, law, karma, like that. The mind is like that, dependent origination. That's why I say he cannot link to the essential Dhamma. The three evil root is like that. The five aggregate is like that. That's why the Buddha teaches to avoid all evil. We are keeping the precept. We are those who violate the precept, they have the evil root. All this he cannot link. He cannot link. That's why he cannot explain to you. He only write what he tried to develop out of the meditative understanding. So this way of sharing is not structured, very difficult to understand. So if I don't point out to you the essential pointers, you can never see one. And you go and read, you end up more thought-based on. You go and interpret him and do all the funny thing again. But he himself is not bad, I tell you. Then we move on to the next paragraph. He said, not accepting defilement will only strengthen them. This is a very good attitude. You accept them for what they are. Angry people do angry things. But he didn't say that. He said, the defilement hinders your progress in meditation and prevents you from living your life fully. He know defilement very powerful. They also prevent you from finding true peace and freedom. Don't look down on defilement. They will laugh at you. That's why he said like that. But he didn't give you a solution to come out of it. He said, look out for the defilement. Get to know the defilement that arise in your mind. Observe and try to understand them. This is good. Try to understand them. But he never tell you, due to wrong view, you stir your mind. Then defilement comes. Then he just say, do not attach to them. Do not reject or ignore them. And do not identify with them. This word is good. But you must understand it clearly. As you stop attaching to and identifying with them, the defilement, their strength will slowly diminish. So he said, as you start to ignore them, do not give meaning to them. So stop identifying with them. Then they will lose their strength. This one is temporary. You cannot root out one. You think you have improved. I try not to get angry. I try not to get involved in all those things. Then I recognize them. I aware of them. But he say understand them. Means what? You're supposed to trace the origination factor. No, how this defilement come to be. Then retrospectively reverse it. That one he didn't do. He only used at the thought level and the mind level to try not to attach, not to cling, not to have anything to do with it. So when you do this, it will take you a long time. Understand? But if you develop wisdom and straighten your view, you trace the origination factor, that's through one of the sense doors this thing come in. You remember? Satipatthana? Six internal senses and six external. If you do that type of daily mindfulness, then you straight away will understand why your mind stir, why the defilement and evil come about. It's through your senses, through your wrong view, conditioning. So when you have this wrong view, you have to straighten this view. So how do you straighten? You reflect and contemplate deep into the Dhamma. What did the Buddha say? See things as they are. How can I see things as they are? That's why I finally contemplated and I got the answer, and you are very lucky. You just take the answer. And then immediately you can do. See things as they are means they are just the way they are. Deluded people. That part he didn't get it. And that one is very difficult to get. So when you break free that one, no need to do like him. Don't attach, reject, ignore, all this thing no need to do. Then you can just accept everything as the way it is. People are just the way they are. Then you are at peace. Like I said, when you are at peace, you don't blame, you don't react. Then you have clarity. And then you act to resolve things amicably and move on with your life. Means you don't project your thought, create fear, worry, anxiety, all the unreality. You just focus on the reality. Then do what you have to do, like Alicia, they are now, they know. I don't have to panic. I don't have to fear. I don't have to worry. Because as long as I do not react, I have this wisdom to accept them for what they are, I will be at peace. Then I only need to act. Act with what? Noble Eightfold Path is so easy now because you already understood right view. Law of karma. They are just the way they are born, their karma, head. So, no condition, nothing I can do. Got condition, then we try to maybe share something because we came out of it before. That's why we can also help him if he's willing to listen. But if there's no condition, you just let things be. You just say, it's okay. Thank you so much. I rejoice. If I can be of any help, I will be too happy to help. So if you have such proper, pleasant and good speeches, nobody will get angry with you. Nobody will like try to be violent with you. That's why you must know how to act. You must know how to apologize if I've caused you any misunderstanding or suffering or misery or unhappiness. I really sincerely would like to apologize because it was never my intention. Or you just come down like car accident or what. I'm sorry. Did I cause you any damage or hurt? If so, please claim the insurance. Then if you need any help, we go and report. Then no argument. Otherwise, they were right and wrong. They will scold you first. You blind one, you cannot see. My car so big also you cannot see. Didn't you see red light? You somehow come. You end up arguing. They are not resolving problem. What is the time? I have to move faster. Okay, we go on. Page 27. Second paragraph. This one, second paragraph, I say, always bear in mind that mindfulness meditation is a learning process during which you get to know the mind and body relationship. Just be natural and simple. Like what I tell you. Be natural. Simple. Don't be complicated. There is no need to slow down unnecessary. See? He start to say this already. Last time the Mahasi one and the Burmese one, everything must slow down. Walk also very slow. He said, there is no need to slow down unnaturally. Means you must walk naturally. Understand not? You simply want to see things as they are. See? Means normal daily life. At whatever speed you do your thing, you continue. Mindfulness can be with it. No need to slow anything down. That's why he dare to say it already. And there is no need to make an effort to focus or concentrate. See? He now know. The more continuous your mindfulness is, the sharper and more receptive the mind becomes. He also start to know all this already. Next page. He said, be aware intelligently. Means be aware with wisdom or yoniso manasikara. Here he should put yoniso manasikara. So he said, The main two you need to be aware intelligently, or with wisdom are the three pointer, means right information and a clear understanding of the practice. See? Like what I tell you, you must meditate with understanding. Then right motivation or interest, means you have the virya, the virya, sadha and virya. Then he used right thinking, reflection and inquiry. See, this is the second turning. Understand now? Actually, you don't think. You reflect, contemplate. Understand now? Contemplation is not active thinking. Understand now? You throw up the inquiry, then you reflect on it. There is a little bit of thinking going on, but it's not active thinking. Understand now? Not the rationalization, not the intellectual thinking. Understand now? Nothing to do with that. You just throw. Why did the Buddha say that? Then the inquiry will allow your mind to go through that thing. Understand? Like you say, birth, old age, sickness and death is suffering. Why did the Buddha say that? Birth. Then you start to reflect the birth process. If you are a lady, the pregnancy you go through, all you know. Then as you reflect, that time I suffer, there's a lot of pain. Morning sickness. Then you start to understand. When you reflect, you follow that experience. When you reflect and inquire, you recall to mind what happened that time during birth. Understand? As a man also, you can know that because you saw other people's children being born. And sometimes biology book you can read. Then sometimes you got girlfriend, they also tell you. Or your wife also will tell you. That's how you can learn. Then as you grow old, you will also understand why old age, sickness and death lead to suffering. Then you see your parents, when they grow old, how they become afflicted and all that. So as you reflect and contemplate, it's your mind recalling all those things, understand not? It's not a thinking, it just recall to mind what happened. Then as you recall, you will remember what happened, understand not? Or then you can relate, understand not? This is reflection and contemplation. Not the word thinking. Then later on he said, do I understand what meditation means? So all this thing is his definition. At this level, he will do like that, he will think like that. You turn next page. Second paragraph. Right thinking, reflection or inquiry is thinking that help you to practice correctly. It's not thinking. This is the second turning. He cannot get it right. Second turning. These are contemplation, reflection, and inquiry. Then later on, towards the later part of the paragraph, the fourth line. However, make sure you do not think and reflect too much. See? He contradicts himself. So now he say, make sure you do not think and reflect too much. Especially if you are a beginner. He say, your mind might wander off. So here imply what? You are not a beginner, you can think. It's not like that on the remedy. But at this stage, he will explain like that. He will teach you like that. But this is what he understands. Then the last paragraph. As your mindfulness become more and more continuous. So this one he is trying to say something. Your interest in the practice will grow. Actually not like that. But this one got is partial truth, understand not? As your mindfulness become more and more continuous, your interest in the practice will grow, which is not wrong. But it comes from what? As your mindfulness become more and more continuous, so stable, you can see, direct seeing, understand not? Then the Dhamma stand up to investigation, understand not? When the Dhamma stand up to investigation, you realize all of the essential Dhamma that the Buddha teach is so powerful, so wonderful, and your faith becomes strengthened. Then your virya becomes strengthened. Then you really want to walk this path. Well, this is the truth, and it can brings about great transformation and difference to one's life. That's why you will be very interested in the practice, and the sadha virya will drive you until you diligently cultivate. So we have to understand, this is only partial. The actual one is, when you have sati very stable, you can investigate into the Dhamma, the truth that the Buddha has teached. and shared with you. So when it's turned up to be investigation, your faith and virya become strengthened. That's why your practice, your interest in your practice will grow. Then he said, being aware intelligently will help you to deepen your practice. Means when you develop wisdom to awareness, to come to a new understanding. Then ultimately it will help you to fulfill the objective of meditation, mindfulness meditation, which is the wisdom, vipassana insight. Okay, then we come to posture, the next one. Don't forget to wash yourself from the time you wake up until the time you fall asleep. Means develop awareness, daily mindfulness. Start with your home, like I used to tell you. But here he only able to tell you certain small aspect of it. Whenever you notice that you have not been mindful, check the state of your mind. Means he said, check your heedlessness. Try to feel what mood the mind is in. Then are you relaxed or not? Then start by observing some obvious sensation on any part of the body. These are all skillful means, understand? Actually, the main dhamma is not this one. The main dhamma is you still have hindrance, understand? You need to strengthen your spiritual faculty. You need to do the deconditioning of your heedless mind. He cannot link that part. That's why he teach you all the skillful mean, method and technique to do certain things. Understand? Then he said, the meditating mind must be simple, not complicated. These are all words. You can use any sensation as the main object to bring the mind to present moment. You cannot force a heedless mind to have present moment awareness. Understand? You must have spiritual faculty, sati. That's why do your puja. Understand? Reflect, contemplate into the nine great virtues of the Buddha, the three triple gem, means salutation of the triple gem. We chant iti piso bhagava arahang. Just now we supposed to chant, but we forgot. Never mind, later. Before we end. Okay, the rest you read on. The rest are not so important. This book is actually not much harm. With your understanding you read, you will come to understand a lot more. Okay, page 39. This one I go through quickly. This one, he has started to develop some form of understanding. He said, your personal time and activity are also very important time to be mindful. Means when you are at home. You tend to lose your mindfulness most easily when you are on your own, is it? Then the first question, not bad. Are you aware when you close door? See? Then brush your teeth, put your clothes, take your shower, go to toilet. Answer nature's call, he didn't say. How do you feel when you do this activity? Do you notice what you like and you dislike? Actually, forget about all this. When you do mindfulness, don't try to know anything. Just silent, continue to do until that mindfulness become a part of you. All this understood by yourself. That's why I remember I tell you. The more detailed one is the moment you lie down, you just aware. Then you silent, relax until you go to sleep. Later on you can be with it until you wake up. Then the moment you wake up, first moment you wake up is aware, posture. Understand? Body on the bed, aware. I remember during the early day when I trained. Then, how I arise from the bed. What condition this form to arise? You find out yourself. What I tell you one is, after I understood, then you can follow. But you find out yourself better. Because all the while, is the bladder. Bladder full. When you wake up, you want to go toilet one. Then that one is the one that condition you, understand? To go and release. Answering. That's why a lot of people gan-gan-chong-chong, how they come out of bed also they don't know. And they just quickly how they push the door, open the door, not talk, move in. They are not aware at all. They just want to reach there and release. After that, release. But when you are mindful, it's so different. You know the tactile from the bladder there. Condition you. Then you tell the thought, now I decide, not you. Because you are my tool, you serve me, understand? Last time you keep on conditioning me to do all this, no. Then project the thought, no, fear, no. You keep like that, I become poison, no. Then you got more fear, no. Or if you don't go now, you will wet your pen, no. Or stain your pen, all those things. So all these are the thoughts projected. But the reality is, you are in that posture. If you are aware, if you want to go, you can be aware. Then I aware. How I come out? Body and mind as one. How I push off the comforter and the blanket. Then move it to the side. Then how my leg turn. Then how I stand. How I aware. How I move. Then how my hand with awareness. You cannot describe all this if you have not done it. Then how the hand on the doorknob and how it moves. Slow motion one. Not I slow down. No. I didn't slow down. No. But it's like slow motion to the mind. You know. Because everything is so clear. No. Then it's like body and mind as one. The door move. Then you move. Body and mind. Then how you sit on the pedestal. Then how you, of course, no need to describe. How you remove your pen. All those things. Then how you really answer nature's call. You're fully aware. And it's so different. No. Then after that, how your mind start to think, how it start to recall office one and all things. Last time that one is very happy joy. Now no need. Now you sit down there, you just aware, relax, silent. Then want to think, don't want to think no need. Then you can be very alert. The now or WhatsApp the bird sound every time message come got one sound on it. How you pronounce like that. See. The typing so good, like bird like that, you very clear, then you say, okay, got message here. Then you can decide, when you want to read, okay, after this, read. Come chon on, want to know the sign, the message, the bird sound. So all this, if you are not done, you cannot describe. Then you look at N. If there is awareness, you will see another. Then you're blinking your eye and then you're turning your movement on. You will find it very interesting, very cute. Like, how come now that one, the mind so calm, so peaceful, so heedful one? Everything is body and mind as one. No thought one. Like Alicia, very quiet one. Want to have a single thought of negativity also cannot. Last time, full of that. Want to have one moment of peace also cannot. Now it's the balik until I say, want to have one moment of negative thought also cannot. Because the heart is so different now. So much joy. So the real Dhamma really transforms you. Because when the view is straighter, when you understand, when there is yoni so manasikara or wisdom, you cannot do all those things already. Understand? And your mindfulness is very stable. Your spiritual faculty is very stable. So all this, you slowly go to and maybe next Tuesday, when you come back, you got anything to discuss with me, that will be good. What you based on what you understand, then we discuss it. There are a few more things at the back, but I don't have time to go through the whole book. I just flick certain pages, then I just mark, so that I can recall where it is. So you read through, no harm, this book is quite okay. Then you start to understand the change. What I am interested is, I rejoice is, this type of people who actually from that tradition has started to change, understand? And develop the new understanding of meditation, although still very beginning, still at the initial stage, but it's a good sign, understand? Means they willing to actually acknowledge what they have been doing in the past is not so correct. So now the emphasis is on awareness, no more nothing. Relax. Then having right attitude and all those things. But a lot of the essential Dhamma still not linked. He knows the practice a little bit. Where he, I think, tried to be aware, determined to be aware. Then he did it to a certain extent. Then he said, no need to slow down unnaturally. Do everything naturally. At whatever speed you do. This is the correct understanding. Your life itself is the meditation. How can you make it so artificial, so conditioned? Everything also slow, slow, slow. Like that you go to office, you will get a love letter very fast. He look at you. Wow, everything also like that one. So mindful one. You are very unproductive. Then they give you a love letter very fast. Okay, we better end. I will do the chanting for the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha. Then we can end. Those who have the chanting book, turn to page 6. Turn to page 6. We will do a quick one. So this one we no need to do the invocation to the devas. Normally before we start, I forgot. Just now after the meditation, we supposed to do that. Never mind. We will do the vandana. Okay, now we will chant. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Iti peso bhagava rahang sama sambuddho vijacarana sampanno sugato lokavidu anutaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanang buddho bhagavati Suakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehi pasiko opanaiko pacetang veditatbo vinohiti supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasaṅgho Ujupatipanno bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho Nyāyapatipanno bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho Sāmīcīpatipanno bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho Yadidāṁ cattari purisa yukani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho āhuneyo pāhuneyo dākhaneyo anjali karaneyo anuttaraṁ puññaṁ hetaṁ lokassāti. This salutation to the Triple Gem are very useful, like what I told you at the Cameron Island retreat. Later on, we need to move into this because now you all have understood the essential teaching, the basic Dhamma. We are now moving into the serious cultivation part, where you need to understand the great significance of the Triple Gem, what are the qualities, so that when you cultivate, you cannot go wrong. But because your base, your training is very strong, very fast you will understand. I read you the English one. The salutation to the Buddha, the nine great virtues of the Buddha. Such indeed is the blessed one, the worthy one, the perfectly enlightened one, endowed with knowledge and virtue, the accomplished one, knower of the world, the incomparable master of those to be trained, teacher of man and God, the enlightened one, the blessed one. So these are the nine great virtues. So when you recall to mind the great nine great virtues of love, Sammasambuddha, you will have a lot of respect and gratitude for him. So he is not only enlightened, but fully enlightened, Sana. Means the wisest and the most virtuous living being ever to be born. And he can train God and human. Then he is the blessed one, means blessed with wisdom and virtue. Then he is the worthy one, the arahant, worthy of respect, offering reverential salutation, and all those food, shelter, and medication. Then he is perfectly enlightened. Fully enlightened means He is the wisest of those that are ever born in the whole universe. Endowed with knowledge and virtue. Actually, it's wisdom and virtue. Then the accomplished one. Knower of the world means past, present and future. Whatever that can be understood, he can understand. Then teacher of man and God. The incomparable trainer of those who need to be trained. Okay, now we will read the salutation to the Dhamma, the meaning. This one I think you all know. The Buddha said, this Dhamma is Svakato Bhagavato Dhammo. The meaning is, well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, to be self-realized. Not subject to time, is timeless. Inviting investigation, leading onward to the heart and Nibbana, and can be understood only by the wise, each for themselves. Then the last one is the salutation to the Aryan Sangha, or the enlightened disciple of the Buddha. This one is very important. Of good conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Means they hold on to their precepts, their conduct. Then of upright conduct is the order of the Blessed One, disciple of the Blessed One. Then of wise conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Then of dutiful conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. That's why I always say right duty is right Dhamma. This one is very important. Duty towards nature's law. Understand? That is to say, this order of the Blessed One's disciple, namely the four pair of people, or the eight type of individuals, is worthy of offering, worthy of hospitality, worthy of gift, worthy of reverential salutation, and is an incomparable field of merits to the world, or limitless merits to the world. So these are the great virtues of the disciple of the Blessed One, or the Lord Buddha. And these are the Aryan Sangha. The triple gem denote the enlightened disciple. And they can be lay and monastic. Not necessary the Sangha is only the monks and the Sangha, but they normally interpret as belonging to the monk. They say the order of the monk and the Sangha, the monastic. But the true triple gem is all those that hold the Dhamma, the disciple of the Buddha. So these are the four pair of special beings. So when they are enlightened, they have this good conduct. Their conduct is very, very impeccable, very good. Then they are very righteous, very upright. Not only their conduct is proper, but they are very righteous, upright. Even at the expense of dying, they will not violate their precept. They will not go against that conduct. They will uphold it. Because they understand form and mind is just form and mind, no reality. Then of wise conduct, they have a lot of wisdom. Then they perform their duty in accordance with the law of nature. That's why they are of dutiful conduct. So these are the people who are worthy of respect, offering, gift and hospitality and all those things, and reverential salutation. And the field of merits that come with it, the Buddha say, is incomparable, limitless. You can never imagine. That's why when you pay respect to the triple gem, if you do it sincerely with the faith, I tell you that merits is limitless. Then you make aspiration. It will come true, it will carry through, and it will become very powerful, very potent. Okay? So we will end. We will do the sharing of merits, transfer merits, then we end. Those who have the chanting book is also at the back. This chanting book, later on you will get a copy each. This chanting book incorporates everything that I share with you all before. The five daily contemplation, all nicely written, based on what I have advised you all. Then asking for forgiveness, making aspiration, they are all there. Then the last one is the yellow card one also, they printed at the back already. So you no need to carry that card separately later on. So now we will do the sharing of merits with the devas. Then after that, maybe we will chant the other. Oh, do we have to share merits with your granny? And better, huh? Okay. Before we chant this, we will recall to mind all the wholesomeness that we have done today, all the reverential salutation before the puja, then all the offering of the puja, then after that our meditation, then we renew our precepts, then we do our meditation, then we share Dhamma, listening to the Dhamma, Dhamma discussion, we straighten our views, then after that we rejoice. Then now later we are going to transfer merit and share merits. Then we are going to invoke the blessing for the nation. Then you are going to make very, very sincere and your aspiration to help you walk the path of Dhamma more easily. So maybe all rejoice in this wholesomeness first. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And maybe invoke the power of these merits. May all this wholesomeness and merits that we have just accrued over our 2 hours or so of meditative sharing and training, Dhamma sharing and meditative training, may it bring about causes and conditions for you all to actually walk the path of Dhamma successfully. And may you realize your good and noble wishes as soon as possible. And at the same time, may it also arise the causes and conditions for Huirong's granny to have a better afterlife, a better rebirth. And if condition permit, may she also be blessed with the triple gem so that she can have the condition to cultivate, practice, and develop the understanding of the Buddha Dhamma so that her life can be more and more beautiful later on. May we dedicate this same wish to poor life's grandpa. Both has lived a long life of 95 years old, which means they have kept the first precept very well. That's why they have long life. So we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now we will do the sharing of merits with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva cirang rakantu loka sasana itta vata camehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo devo wassatu kalena sasa sampati hetu ca vito bhavatu loko ca Raja bhavatu dhammiko Ipmina punyang kamina Mame bala samagamo Satang samagamo hotu Yava nivana patiya Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we end.